This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today is Earth Day. The day is celebrated annually on April 22nd and was first recognized in 1970. It's often said that every day is Earth Day for farmers, and today we'll focus on one sector of agriculture that's helping provide cleaner air in cities and across the country. Ethanol is a renewable fuel, and it burns cleaner than gasoline. Dave Lose, Technology and Business Development Director for the Illinois Corn Growers Association, talked with me about the benefits of ethanol and what it means when you see the E10 label at the gas pump.
Ethanol has been one of the key reasons for air quality improvements in the Chicago area since the 1980s, early 90s, when ozone was such a concern up there. Clean air is still a concern, but ethanol has really been helping the Chicago area, St. Louis areas, come in closer to the air quality standards. It's been a major improvement in the air quality with the E10 being used, or 10% ethanol being used in Chicago. And in fact, right now, about 97% of all the gasoline in Illinois contains 10% blends of ethanol. And in fact, I would say the market throughout the U.S. is almost saturated with 10% blends of ethanol. So all through the U.S., urban areas are benefiting from the clean air benefits of 10% blends of ethanol.
Well, that's definitely great to hear, a great success story. I wanted to have you expand a little bit more about what you called E10. You know, we see this on the gas pumps, but there might be some people that don't really understand what that label means. So I don't know if there's any more things you could say about it, Dave, to just help explain what the mix-up is and what actually that E10 label means on the gas pump.
Sure. It means that there's 10% blend of ethanol in that gallon of gasoline. In fact, the base gasoline that before it's blended has a octane rating of 84. When you add the 10% blend of ethanol, it brings that octane up to 87, which is the legal octane rating for Illinois, so, or for the U.S. in most cases. So while ethanol is helping to clean up the air, it also provides the octane needed for your car engine to perform extremely well. And you'll see other grades at the station, an 89 octane gasoline and 93 octane gasoline. And in Illinois, they generally all contain 10% ethanol. So ethanol provides both the clean air benefits and the octane enhancements that the fuel needs for the cars to perform well on.
Obviously, we're talking with you from the Illinois Corn Growers. Ethanol comes from corn. It's a renewable fuel. Could you explain at all the difference between ethanol and regular gasoline without maybe getting too scientific, just maybe the difference in the sources of where they come from?
Well, sure. Ethanol is a renewable fuel. 95% of it in the U.S. is produced, or even more than that probably, produced from corn starch. In Illinois right now, we have about 14 ethanol plants producing close to 1.7 to 1.8 billion gallons of ethanol annually. That's actually 43% of all the gasoline used in Illinois. So we have tremendous room to grow ethanol usage in Illinois and throughout the Midwest. And it actually, because of that production in Illinois, we have a buffer for potential price hikes or supply interruptions in the petroleum supply lines or the gasoline refineries. So ethanol not only provides the clean air benefits, as you mentioned previously, the octane benefits, but it also provides us a sense of energy security with this renewable fuel produced right here in the Midwest. Gasoline, on the other hand, obviously comes from petroleum sources. There's a lot of different chemical compositions of gasoline. Some of it can be harmful. Some of them are carcinogens. But ethanol is a pretty simple molecule that provides the clean air benefits and the octane to the fuel. Very simple molecule produced from corn grown every year in Illinois.
So you said that most gas pumps throughout the state and across the country, I would assume, do have the E10 option. Are we moving towards seeing more of, like, say, the E15 blends, or talk to us about that and if that's going to be changing at all?
Sure, and that's an excellent question. Since our market is saturated right now with E10, we're producing more corn than we ever have. Prices are low. We're looking for more demand opportunities. Corn growers are. The ethanol industry is looking to expand. And one way of doing that is to move our blends that we see in the gasoline market from an E10 to an E15 blend. In other words, the gasoline would now have 15% ethanol in it instead of 10%. It would give a regular gasoline a boost in the octane to improve performance. It would also improve some of the clean air benefits related to ethanol. And it would provide us some more opportunities to grow corn demand in the Midwest. E15 was approved by US EPA as a fuel in 2011. So the only restrictions on E15 is that it's to be used in 2001 and newer vehicles or FFE vehicles, and it's not to be used in small engines or motorcycles or marine motors because those engines have been certified in the past on E0. So EPA, when they approved E15 for vehicles, they also put in the caveat that small engines wouldn't be using E15. So it just, I think, takes into consideration all the concerns that were out there when E15 was approved. Right now, probably 80 to 90% of the vehicles produced today by the auto manufacturers are warranted for the use of E15. If you look at all the vehicles on the road since 2001, I would say we're getting close to 90, 95% of the vehicles that are currently on the road that could use E15. So we're making investments in infrastructure in Illinois, trying to work with petroleum marketers as they try out this fuel at retail. We have some large projects in the Chicago area, specifically with Thornton's, and they're building 45 new stations in the Chicago area that's going to carry E15 at every dispenser at the station. The pricing will be posted on the marquee out front, and right now the price for E15 is 3 cents cheaper than 87 unleaded gasoline. So consumers buying E15 at these stations are getting a tremendous bargain, a little higher octane at a lower price.
So overall, some great benefits to be had by using ethanol. It's renewable, it's lower priced, and it's cleaner.
Yeah, and that octane that ethanol provides for vehicles is undervalued in the marketplace right now, and autos are looking at in the future as they try to meet these CAFE rules, utilizing more of that octane that's in ethanol for cleaner emissions and better performance and better efficiency. So we're working hard to grow that ethanol market, growing the blends so that farmers have a reason to expect that their markets can grow. And ethanol has been a major factor in growing their markets in the past, has really kept the ag economy profitable between the years 2006 to 2014 and 13. And now, as our demand has leveled off and we don't see that growth, and at the same time we see our yields increasing, our production increasing, we're looking hard for new demand opportunities, and we see moving to higher blends of ethanol as a way of addressing that.
Dave Loos with the Illinois Corn Growers Association. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.